You to have Tezran Yom Nalfi by the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah says, what shochat v'loy kiso, let's say somebody made a shchit on an oif or a chai and he did not make the kisya dam, v'ru achar, another Jew saw it, so lochur is chai v'chasveis, like whoever sees it, there's a mitzvah upon him now to make the kisya dam. What's going to be kiso? Let's say the first person that made the shchita made a kisya dam. He covered it up. He put dirt on top of the blood. And then v'nizgala, then let's say the wind came and uncovered the blood. Locher is potem lechasas. You don't have to cover it a second time. The mitzvah do it once and that's all. Even though it becomes uncovered, there's no mitzvah do it a second time. But what's going to be at the beginning, kiso haruach? Let's say after the shchita when the blood went on the floor, now the wind came and covered it up with dirt. So at that time, you can't make kisya dam anymore, because it's already covered up. So the Jew would like throw more dirt, he would not be mekayem the mitzvah. But still, what's going to be if later the dirt again is blown away? So now, chayav b'chasas, there would be chiyuv to make a kisya dam, because here, nobody made the mitzvah yet. The wind covered it up, it wasn't the mitzvah. So therefore, when the wind uncovers it, now it's back to do the mitzvah. You're in the first case where a Jew covered it up, so he did the mitzvah. Once you do it once, then there's not a chiyuv to do it a second time. Yeah, we'll see why in Gemara. Talmud Moshe, Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says v'shofach v'chisa. So it's like spill the blood, and then you're supposed to make a kisa, cover it up. So we dash like this: Misha shofach v'chisa lechetchila. The one that made the shchita, he is the one that's supposed to do the mitzvah kisa dam. What's going to be though, shochat v'loy kisa? Let's say the one that made the shchita did not cover up the blood. V'ro acha, but another Jew saw the dam there. So minayin, how do we know to say shechayv v'chasas? And now there's a chib upon him to make the kisa dam. He can't just go by and say, listen, somebody else made the shchita, what do you want from me? No, he has a chib now to make a kisa dam. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'yoyim alivnei Yisrael. Pasuk starts off by the parsha of kisa dam. Rashi says the parsha is kisa dam. It says, v'yoyim alivnei Yisrael. So it means to say, Azor l'chol b'nei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah on the whole Klai Yisrael. Meaning to say, whenever you see blood of a dam chai, a dam oif that wasn't covered yet, there's a mitzvah for you to cover it. Ben Echnami, once it was covered once, if the sheikh did the mitzvah, then there's no more chiyuv a second time. Tani, they heard another price like this. The pasuk says, v'shofach v'chisa. The one that spills the blood, the sheikh, he should cover it. So idashin b'ma sheshochat bo yichasa. With the same thing with your hands that you use to make the shchita, you should also use your hands to cover up the blood. It means to say, shlo yichasena b'regel. You should not use your foot and just kick the dirt over the blood. That's like embarrassing the mitzvah. Shlo yei mitzvah is bezui salav. A mitzvah should not be bezui. You shouldn't do it in the oifen of a bezoin. It's not meant for the mitzvah that you just kick it with your foot. But rather, you're supposed to use your hands and take the dirt in your hands and then throw it over on top of the blood to cover up the blood. Tani dichon, another braisa, that the pasuk says v'shofach v'chisa, the one that spills it should cover it. So dash and misha shofach u'yichasenu, the one that spilled it, the one that made it shchita, he's supposed to hear the mitzvah kisa dam. Now maisa once happened, b'yechad one person sheshochat, he made the shchita and he was about to make the kisa dam. But for kodem chaveru v'chisa, somebody else came first and did the mitzvah kisa dam. So v'chayvu Rabbi Gamliel litin lo yudzovim. Rabbi Gamliel was mechayev the second person that did the mitzvah. It's like he stole the mitzvah from the first one. So that's a loch. Whenever you take away a mitzvah from somebody else, you have to give him back like a knas 10 zuvim. So he made him pay him 10 zuvim, because really the sheichet has the din to make the shchita. Right, if he wants to let somebody else, he could let somebody else. But here he wanted to do it, so he had the right to do it. Now that somebody else did it first, he took away the mitzvah from the sheichet, he has to pay him 10 zuvim. Iborlov, a question like this. Schar mitzvah, what do you have to pay for? Because you took away the mitzvah from the person? Or is schar brocha? Or else no. It's not off the mitzvah, but off the brocha, you make a brocha on kisui. So you took away the brocha from him, that's what you have to pay for. So Moritz says, what's the difference? Of course, one mitzvah. What's the difference if it's a mitzvah or it's a brocha? He took away both like here. So Moritz says, nafkamina would be as labircha samozen. Let's say somebody takes away your benching. So now it's like this. Like instead of you being the mevarach, benching, mezumin, somebody else takes it away from you. Siyamri, if you're going to tell Mischa Mitzvah, the Pshat is you go Bosa the Maisa Mitzvah. If a person took away your Mitzvah from you, you have to pay him 10 Zuvim. Achasi. See, if somebody benched instead of you, he'll only have to pay you 10 Zuvim because he only took away one Mitzvah from you. But the Yamri, if you're going to tell me though, that these 10 Zuvim is Cha Broch, it's because somebody took away the Broch from somebody else. If so, Heaven Aboyim, then here by Bruchas and Mosin, since there are four Brochas, you'd have to pay him 40 Zuvim. As each broch you take away, that's the chiv to pay 10 zuvim. Not only for the mitzvah, but for the broch also there's the chiv. Like you divide it between the brochas. So in this case, somebody benches and said, you'll have to pay you 40. That's the shayla mai. What's the lacha? So Tashma coming here. Dior malayahu tzeduki or mina. Like a guy, a tzeduki. Said le rebbe to rebbe. What tzeduki, some say, is a people that dash in the Torah wrong, didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Pim, Torah Shabbat Sav. But a copon of this tzeduki said to Rebbe that Misha Yotzahorim Loy Boruach, like the Hashem that created the mountains, he did not create, the same one did not create the wind. Or Misha Boruach, the one that created the winds, Loy Yotzahorim, he did not create the mountains. Why? The Pasuk Enomus that says, the Pasuk says, Ki Hinei Yotzahorim Uvarei Ruach, two different words. Like one God created the mountains, then a second one was a Berei Ruach, that's the way Dash, and he created the wind. So Rebbe said that to this Taduki, Shaita, you're a fool. Shuffle the safe of the crow, go turn to the end of the apostle. What does it say at the end of the apostle? It says, Hashem Tzavok HaShemai. Mashman is one Hashem, the one Hashem created both the Horim and the Ruach. Omalei, so the Taduki said to Rebbe, listen, Nokadli Zimna Tlosiyem, please give me a chance to wait for 3 days. I'll fully ask you a question back on what you're answering me. Give me 3 days. So Yosef Rebbe Tlosa Tanit. Rebbe said, okay. But in the meantime, Rebbe fasted the next 3 days that then, like the Stuki, should not bother him. When Rebbe was about to eat or to start to bench, his Omulei, right, says the people in the house told Rebbe, wait, somebody's by the door. And they thought, Tzeduki Koya Baba, they thought it was that same Tzeduki that bothered you before, he's back again now also. So Amas, Rebbe said upon himself, like the Pasuk can tell him, for Yitna Babroisi Rosh, like while I'm eating my meal, you give me bad news. As if it's like here, and I'm just finishing my meal, and you give me now the bad news comes that the Tzeduki is back here. So that was Amalei, Rebbe. So when the Tzeduki walked in, he told Rebbe like this, really was a new guy. And he said, Mevasta Tavis in Lacha, I have good news for you. That first Tzeduki, Lemotza Tshuva, he didn't find any answer, any question like that to slug you up, to go against you. And therefore, Oivecha Venofa Menagago Meis, the guy committed suicide, he jumped off the roof and died. So that's what this, no, it wasn't the same Tzeduki. And the people thought it was, but really it was somebody else coming to tell the news that guy died. So that one was Omaloi Ritzoncha Shetisoi. That's Lisa Rebbe. Yes, the Stuki, like, do you want to eat by me? Omaloi Hain, yes. Is Laacha Shoch, we have to get finished eating, Bishos and I drank. Omaloi Kaisha Brocha Teshaisa. Do you want to drink the Kaisha Brocha? Or Yaboyim Zuvim Atalaitel? Or do you want to take 40 Zuvim? In other words, Rashi said that means Char Abba Brocha Shoshonach Reim Omen. In the bottles, he was really a guest. Maybe he was supposed to bench. But Rebbe didn't want him to bench. The Rebbe was like Nicha to pay him the money in order the Rebbe should have to bench. Like Taisa says, Loi Shaycha l'scha broche, Elohai Yeroitza l'sark, and Brichas Amazim, Lefi Shohei Tzuki. Rebbe did not want him to bench. She just told him, well, you know, I'll pay you 40 Zuvim, let me bench better. So, Omar Loi, the guy said, no, Kaisha Bracha Nishoisa, I want a bench. That's the Tzuki said, I want the Kais. So Yotza Baskla, Baskla went out, the Yomman said, Kaisha Bracha Yishra Boim Zuvim. Here we see from Rebbe's memorum that really it's worth $40. In other words, in Shalom before, that what you have to pay for is Fiji Bracha. Therefore, Bichas and Mosna has four Brachas, you have to pay 40 Brachas, 40 Zuvim. Omar Yitzchak, Adayin Yesh no Liyesa Mishpacha. No, that Mishpacha is still here. Adayin Yesh Liyesh Mishpacha, being the early Rome, by the great people of Rome. The Koronoisa Mishpacha's Bar Leonis. Hey, is that Tzeduki
they called that, his mishpacha was called Bali Yonis. According to this ma'isa, we see that after you have to pay the zehuvim, the ten zehuvim, that's for the bracha of the mitzvah. And after we do this, and you have birchas hamazon, four brachas, you'll have to pay 40 zehuvim. Then the Mishnah says, ki sov nizgalati, you covered up once, and then it became uncovered, you potter. Omalei Rav Acha b'roi di rov ul Rav Ashi, ma'ishno me'ashavas aveda, why is it different than the mitzvah of Hashavas aveda? The Yomamah, we learned over there, the Pasuk says, Hoshev, you have to return the aveda, and with Ash nafilu me'yapamim, even if after you return it, the person loses it again, and you find that you have to return it a second time, a third time, fourth time. There also may be, even though you cover it once, if the wind uncovers it, you should have to cover it a second time. Omalei sent back, no, Hos, Omalei ksev miyuta, there's no miyut. So Hoshev means, afilu me'yapamim. Hoch ksev miyuta, v'chisehu. Mashma one time, that's all. The chisehu means it should be covered. So long as it was covered once, that's enough. You don't have to do it a second time. Then the Mishnah says, what kisoa ruach? Let's say though the wind covered it up. So at that time you potta. But then if it becomes uncovered, since nobody did the mitzvah yet, you have to cover it yet. Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yechonen, Leshonuela, Shechozov Nizgalo. When do you have to cover it? Only if it gets uncovered. Meaning to say, let's say again, the wind first covered it up, and it did not become uncovered, then potom lachasas, and then there's no mitzvah kisui. L'maisa, when the Jew goes there, you find it covered already. So there's no mitzvah to uncover and cover it again. It's potom right now. Only if the wind uncovers it, then you have to cover it a second, then you have to cover it. So the question is why? If later the wind uncovers it, my heavy, why do we say then you have to cover it? The chur should be like yesh dicho b'mitzvahs. Like when the wind covered it, at that time when it was covered, there's no mitzvah to cover it anymore. So once the mitzvah goes away, then maybe the mitzvah can't come back again. Amar Papa, Papa says no. Amar Papa, Zaysimus, from here I learn out that the klal is ein dicho yetsa mitzvahs. No, even though it comes a time when you can't do the mitzvah, but if later the mitzvah comes back again, you can still do the mitzvah. By kutchim, sometimes we say once the korban is not fit, you can't use it anymore. But by mitzvahs, we say here, even though the wind covered up the blood, and at that time there was no mitzvah to cover it, but later when it becomes uncovered, the mitzvah comes back again. That's called ein dichu yetsa mitzvahs. For the more maishna, why is different from the tongue of that we learned? Ha shechet v'nivla dam b'kaka chayev l'chaseis. If you shecht a oif or a chaya, and the blood is dissolved in the dirt, still you have a chiyuv l'chaseis. So the question is why? The Chur of the Barnai say there also, now that it's in the dirt, like it's covered up already, so there shouldn't be a mitzvah to cover it up. So Mora says, no, hosom kisherushuma nikar. They were talking about that you could still tell there's blood there. That was even though it started to dissolve, seep into the ground, but on top you could still tell the rishuma, like it's still nikar, that you still tell there was blood there. That's still called like dam. And therefore, that part of the dam that's on top is not covered. Therefore, you have to cover it. But when the wind throws the dirt over it, means there it covers it completely. So that's called, therefore, there's no mitzvah. But over here, where there's still, you could tell that the blood is there, so then you're still a mitzvah kisei. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, dam shenisaru v'mayim. Let's say you shechted a chay or a knife, and the dam that came out got mixed up with water. So we don't know if there's still a mitzvah kisei dam, or do we say the dam became bottled in the water? So it depends. Im yesh boi maras dam, if there's like enough blood in here that it looks red, as the blood changed the color of the water, that it looks red, then chay v'chasas. Then we say it's not bottled, and we can still consider the dam is here, and there's a mitzvah kisei. But if you can't tell if dam is red anymore, just a little bit, but you can't tell that the water does not turn red, there's so much water against a little bit dam, then you pot it's bottled, you pot it from kisei dam. What's going to be Nisar V.I.? Let's say the red blood got mixed up with red wine. Now the Chur, you can't tell. Still, Roya Noisi Kiru Humayim. We have to consider this wine as if it would be water. And if it would be water, with this much amount of blood, be Nikka, can you tell that it's there, would it change to make the water red? Then it's not bottled, and it'll still be Mitzvah Kisui. What's going to be Nisar V'dama Behema? Let's say the Dama of Achai got mixed up with blood of a Behema. And the blood of the hem is part from kisui, so also, or else oy bedam hachaya, or else it got mixed up with the dam of the chay. Rashi says, Badam hekish shochaya, with just the blood that comes out, not the dam shchita, the other blood, just dam a wound, that dam there's no mitzvah kisli. So kitzur, the dam of kisli got mixed up with other type of blood. So now what do we say? So we say roin again, roin noise kid hoin maim tanakam hold again. We have to consider the blood it falls into as if it's water. Now if the blood of kisui is still nicker, still changes the color of the water to red, you can tell there's blood there, there'll still be a mitzvah kisui. But if it can't turn the water into red, if it would have been water, then we say it's bottle. On this, Rabbi Yehuda Mehuda Agzan says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Even if a small drop of the dam of the oif falls into a large amount of dam habehema, that even if it would have been water, it would not be able to be noticeable that it's red, still it's not bottle. That's the beauty sheet he always holds. Min b'min is not bottle. So blood in blood is not bottle. Therefore, it's always considered like there's still dam here and there's the mitzvah kisli. What's going to be dam hanitis when you made a shchita? Some dam spritzed on the side, or else v'shal hasakin, the knife that's still on the shechet, the blood that's on the knife. So chayav lechasa, Tanakam holds, there's a mitzvah kisli on that also. So pashas the Tanakam holds, there's a mitzvah kisli on all the dam that comes out of the chayav of the yif. Even though you have a lot of blood to make the mitzvah kisli on, you still have to be mechasa this type of dam also. On this, Rabbi Yehuda argument says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when do I say there's a mitzvah kisli on the dam of the knife, on the dam that spritzed on the side, this man shame dam, if there's no other dam, all the other dam got lost. Elohu, only this dam. Avyesham dam shlohu, let's say there's other dam here, yeshechte the oif, and there's plenty of dam on the floor here, then portal machasa, then yod, you don't have to cover up this other dam that's spritzed on the side, or the dam on the socket, you won't have to cover that up. So, we'll see in the Gemara, the churas machlekes here with the mitzvah kisa on all the dam, or no, as long as you made a mitzvah kisa on part of the dam, it's enough. So we'll see it. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosim learned the Gemara in Zvochim, the same thing by Dam of a Kochim, that Dam, Yelot, Dam of a Korban Chatish, and Nisar of a Mayim got mixed into water. It's the same halacha. Yim Yesh by Mara's Dam, if the red, the blood turned the color of the water into red, that you could tell there's Dam near Kosher. You could still make Zrika Sadam here. It's still called Dam. You can make Zrika. Nisarabi, and let's say the blood got mixed up in wine, red wine. So again, look as if this wine would be water, and if the red blood would turn the water into red, there'd still be a mitzvah, so you could do the mitzvah zrika. Nisarabadam behema, oy bedam hachaya, let's say the dam of the korban got mixed up with all the blood, either dam behema or dam of hachaya, it's not a korban. The same thing, Tanakam holds, we have to look as if that blood is water. If the blood of the kachim would change it into red, you'll have a mitzvah kisa. You have a mitzvah zrika still. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says no. His klal is ein dam mevatel dam. That min b'min is not bottle, so dam cannot be mevatel dam, and therefore there's still a mitzvah zrika sadam. So same halacha we have here by kisui, the same halacha by kachim. Now the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Omer Rabbi Yechanan Leishon, when do we say in our Mishnah that if the dam falls into the water, it's like not bottle, if you could still tell it's red, that's Leishon that was only learned Elish and Noflu Main Matech Dam, that you have your dam chayi here on the ground first, and now a lot of water falls on top of the dam. So then we say, like every little piece of water that falls on it is like bottle to the dam, and as long as it still looks like blood, it's called blood. You had a big pitcher of water, and your drop of dam falls into the water. Here we say, no, Rishon Bottle. Listen, when the first drop of blood fell into the water, at that drop, it didn't turn the color of the water yet into red. So that first drop was bottle, became halach of water. Even though more and more comes in, and later eventually it turns to be red, but that red already had a shame border already. It's like bottle already. And therefore, it's not kosher for Zrika Sadam. That's what we said, Behichos Rika Sadam by Kochim. But Amra Parah, Prophet says you should know, Olin Yikisin, the gate, our Mishnah here, ain't a kind, it's not the same way. By our Mishnah here, even though a little bit blood fell into the water, and when it first fell in, that little blood was bottled, because at that time it did not change the color of the water, but later when more blood changed in, and later enough blood is there to change the color of the water into red, if I close the veneer, then we say the dam is here, and there's a mitzvah kisya dam. Why? Because we all ain't dichol esl mitzvahs. Like even though when the blood first fell in, it was bottle, but later when you have more blood coming in, that changes the whole color of the water. It's like chayziv nir wakes up again and has the same blood again. So even though at the beginning the blood was not fit to make kisya dam, that's the klal of ain't dichol esl mitzvahs. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, kol mara d'mumis mechaprin. Again, the case where the blood of a korban falls into water, as long as the water looks red, it does not look as red as blood, but as long as it looks red, it's mechaprin. You could use that for a zrikas adam. Same thing with machshirin, that it's cold like water, like a mashke, and if it falls upon oichel, it can be mashke, the kabotuma. And the chayav mekisim, get our mishnah, as long as the water turned red, even though maybe it's not as red as real blood is, but as long as it turned red, it's also still considered like the dam is here and there's a mitzvah kisya dam. So what are you telling me? What's Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel's chiddush here? Mechaprin of a kachim teninim. That was the mishnah we just said in Zvachim. Chayavim mekisya teninim. That's our mishnah here. So as long as you can tell there's blood there, I mean, it looks red, there's a mitzvah kisya dam. So the Mar says his chiddush was machshirin, that it still has the same liquid on it, that if it falls upon an oichel, it's machshla kalbatumah. That's the chiddush machshirin yitzvach leis. The Gemara says, what kind of chiddush is that? Machshirin ami, let's see, what happened here? Some blood fell into water. Some manashach. E dam achshirin machshir. If you consider this to be like blood, very good. Blood is also called like a mashke, it can be machshir. Elamai, if it's too little blood, so it's still called water, e mai achshirin machshir also. So here you don't have to say like the dam changes the water into blood. You could say no, it changed into water. So what's the chiddush here? No matter what it is, whether it's blood or whether it's water, it's called the mashka, and if it falls upon a neichel, it's machshir lekabotuma. So what's the chiddush by machshirin? So Moshe says yes. Let's read the chiddush is shetamdu b'megishamim. We're talking about now shetamdu means that it was came down rainwater. As she says, she'tomdu means she'irvu imegishom, that this blood got mixed up with rainwater, which is not machshirin. Rainwater comes down, if you don't have in mind to use the rainwater, that water is not machshla kabotoma. It's only if you have das to use the rainwater. So here in the case, we had no das to use the rainwater, so the water itself is not machshir. Now the blood falls into it. So if the blood changes the color of the water into red, it has the same blood on it, and blood is mashed. That's the chiddush over here. So Mor says, now let's see also, Megisham, even the rainwater, Nami, Kivun the shock of Romulei, since you picked it up, put it into a pitcher, like obviously it's in a pitcher now. So Ruach Shevinu, you also had das to use the water, the rainwater. So even as water should be hooks for Kabbatumma. So Mor says, no, let's see, Chishatom the Malayim, you didn't put the rainwater into no pitcher, because the rainwater came down by itself in a puddle on the ground, and now some blood fell into it. So that puddle of water by itself would not be machshir any food, because you never had that to use the water yet. But that's the chiddush. Your blood falls in there, so it gets the same blood on it now, and as the blood shaboy, that would be machshir. Now, Rav Asi Minahar Bil Oymi, he says like this, Bitzalusa the Dhamma. What we're talking about here now is the blood itself, when it settles down, there's like water in the blood. Rashi says, B'yoysan Mayim Shemin Adam. The water that comes out of the blood itself, like when the blood starts to, like a nikra, starts to jello up, around it there's some water. That's the nafkamina. Is that water called dam? Then it would be mashla kabotoma. Or no, it's not called dam. And what is it? It's called nothing. That's the nafkamina. If that still looks red, it has a shame dam on it, and if it falls upon food, it'd be mashla kabotoma. If it doesn't look red, it's not called a mashk at all. That would not be mashla kabotoma. Reb Yimye Midifta Omar Einish Chorus. Ishno, if you eat it, you get chorus. If you eat this dam, it's still called dam, and you get chorus for it, even though it fell into water. But as long as the water still looks red, it's called blood, and if you eat the blood of an animal, you have chorus. The Gemara says, Dovu Dika Kazayis, but it has to be that there's a Kazayis of blood here. Not enough that you change the color of the water. It has to be that there's really Kazayis of blood, that you drank a Kazayis of blood there, and then you have chorus. From Mastis and Telem Abraisi, we learned the same thing, Metamtim B'yoyl. They give the dam that came out of a mace, the locher is dam ha-mace, is Metamtim B'yoyl. So even though the dam fell into water, as long as the water still looks red, it's still called blood, and if it's in an oil in a room, it'll be Metamtim, the room. The Gemara says also, who dikar revius? That's the cloud, that's the dam of a mace is metam. It's only if there's a revius dam. So how'd it be that a complete revius of dam fell into the water? So even though it got mixed up a lot there, but as long as the water turned to be look like red, the blood is still there, and therefore considered you have a revius of dam of a mace, and that will make tumas oil. Tran Rosam, and also the Mishnah like this noyalist, the septin oilist that kol mashka hamace torim. Any liquid that comes out of the mace, is tears or ways, any juice that comes out of the mace itself, is Torah, it's not Tomei. Chutz midomei, the only liquid that comes out of the mace, it's Tomei, is his blood. But if other liquid comes out of his body, it's not Tomei. For chomara dmumi sheboi metame b'yil. Anytime it looks red, is what comes out of it. Rashi says, kolema, salusa de doma, kozman shemar edam Tomei. And we had before, like the blood itself, if the white part of the blood that comes off it, it's called, long as that white still looks a little bit red, it's also called blood, it's called dam hameis, that will be metame. It's called marad mumeshir by metame b'yoyil. Now I'm asked the question, is that true what you're saying? Or mashka meis torim, stam the tears of the saliva that comes out of the mace, is that tor? Or a minute, I have a question. It says clearly, mashka tful yoyim, means mashka na yitzimen, of the mashka, the tears, or the saliva that comes out of the person, it's a tful yoyim, meaning he was Tomei, he touched the sherets by day, and he went to the mikvah, and he has to wait till matin to become Torah. Loch riz, kemashkin shengeyabim, as mamash like mashka that touched it, mashkin it's Tomei. And v'yelu v'yelu ein mitamim, of a shakura tmeh, mekala mechamur, mashkin yitzim, and mekamashkin geyabim. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, at the end of the tape, then turn over, we'll continue on the other side.